Good morning. It's 18 minutes after 8 o'clock. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. Joining me in the studio this morning from the Sitka Historical Museum is Jackie Fernandez, the curator there. Good morning, Jackie. And we're talking about the next community curating exhibit. And I wrote it down, Sitka, Paris of the Pacific, then and now. And I have to admit, Jackie, when we first did this, I don't know when it was, a year ago, and you were talking about the wearable arts community curating exhibit, Sitka Couture, or I'm not getting exactly right.
It's still early in the morning.
Yes, I thought, okay, Jackie, one shot deal. You know, maybe once a year you'll do something where you actually bring the community into the museum. But this is like the third or fourth thing you've done, and it just seems to be getting more and more involved and more interesting all the time. Tell us about what you have planned.
Oh, well, thank you so much, Rob, and thanks for having me on the radio this morning. So I'm here to talk about the upcoming community curating exhibit, but I'm also here to talk about another related announcement, which is a big conference we're having in October. So I'll start off by talking a little bit about the conference to give you the background for how we came up with this community curating exhibit. Well, this year, the Sitka Historical Society is hosting the joint Alaska Historical Society and Museums Alaska Annual Conference. And every year, the Alaska Historical Society and Museums Alaska organizations join together to have a conference. This year, the host for it is the Sitka Historical Society, which we're really excited about. And both organizations try to preserve and promote and foster dialogue about Alaskan culture and history. And their conference every year gives participants a chance to hear these stimulating lectures on Alaska's culture and history, engage in hands-on museum professional training sessions, go to fun local events, receptions with live music, and take special themed tours. There's even a banquet. It's really fantastic. Last year it was in Valdez, and it was a great conference. And every year both groups also pick a theme. So this year, both themes, the Historical Society felt, blended really well together to make the basis for our community curating exhibit. The theme for the Alaska Historical Society this year is Alaska on the World Stage, and it looks at how Alaska, despite being throughout much of its history the most eastern, western, and northern frontier, has really been this international place due to the presence of people from around the world, colonization, international contact, and international trade, export of goods, ideas, natural resources. It's going to look at everything from Russian fur traders to Scandinavian fishermen, Asian cannery workers, American gold seekers, the diverse group of Alaska natives in the state, Japanese and American servicemen, international scientists, and a whole lot more. And the theme for Museums Alaska, which I personally am really excited about, is Museums Matter, connecting to our communities. So the Museums Alaska theme looks at how museums can and do preserve and promote Alaska's history and culture while bringing the community to the museum behind the scenes and offers these platforms for meaningful participation and dialogue and discovery. So the conference starts October 10th and goes through October 13th. And you can read about it and register by visiting the Historical Society website. And that's www.sitkahistory.org, or you can call 747-6455, and you should register now to get the best deal on the registration fees, and it's definitely a conference not to be missed. So that brings me to the community curating exhibit, because the two themes for this year's conference are Alaska on the World Stage and Museums Matter, connecting with communities. The Historical Society decided to make its next upcoming and fourth community curating exhibit one that would really blend both ideas and show all the conference participants that are going to be here and from all around the state of Alaska and beyond what this town is really made of. So we came up with the title Sitka, Paris of the Pacific, Then and Now. And it's an exhibit that examines how Sitka, as a result of the international maritime fur trade, was at one time the most urban settlement on the Northwest Coast, and how its infrastructure and international flair and influence and opulence and culture earned it the 19th century distinction of being the Paris of the Pacific. It'll cover everything from Sitka's infrastructure built up to accommodate the international maritime trade, and look at the warehouses, the schools, the shipyard, the grain and sawmills, the churches. Sitka even had a museum and library back then. It'll look at Sitka as a busy international port for vessels carrying Boston men from New England and whalers, British merchants en route to China. It will look at local Alaska Native craftsmanship, resiliency, and involvement in the maritime trade. And it'll look at the lavish, incredibly lavish, lifestyles of the Russian governor and the high-ranking employees of the Russian-American company that they were afforded through the wealth that they made off of the trade. And then it will also look at the dichotomy of Sitka, how all romantic sobriquets aside, Sitka was, for many people, a pretty rough and tumble place where opportunities and resources were few, and wealth was out of reach for a lot of people. Now, the community curating component is going to look at how the city of Sitka, with its dynamic community and vibrant arts and culture, has lived up to the title of Paris of the Pacific in modern times. So that's what we're looking at, and we're giving everybody a chance to show off Sitka and all of the community organizations and nonprofits that we have here, and all of the wonderful cultural and arts and events and lectures that we constantly have. People are always complaining about how you always have to pick and choose when it comes to what you're going to go to. And we're looking for just about everything. We want flyers and brochures, ephemera, memorabilia, menus, writing samples, photographs, and even objects that represent how this is a modern-day Paris of the Pacific. We're inviting musicians, dancers, writers to apply to take part in the opening reception, thespians to apply to act. And we're also looking for community members to apply to be on a community panel to review all the submissions and select what ends up going into the exhibit. So that is, in a nutshell, what we have going on. It's a pretty big thing.
It's a pretty big nutshell.
Yeah. Immense.
It's so. In essence, you're having this big professional conference here. Mm-hmm. Two organizations, Museums Alaska and the Alaska Historical Society, are having their professional meeting here. And I assume you participate in these organizations. And instead of just going out having beers with these people every night, which is what usually occurs
at might be a little bit of that, but yeah.
At professional meetings, you're setting up one of these community curating exhibits around this meeting. So people who are coming to Sitka to participate in the conference can see that we walk the walk here when it comes to how, you know, our museum engages the community. I think it's really cool. It sounds like a huge amount of work, and I kept waiting to hear you say what the community part of the community curating was, because I know in the past you've solicited writing from Sitkins, you've solicited photography, and you've solicited wearable art from folks, and you've incorporated this into an exhibit at the museum, and there's one still up right now.
Mm-hmm.
And some of these items that are submitted become part of the permanent collection of the Sitka Historical Society. So it's a way to kind of bring in things into the museum and show us what's happening sort of in a very contemporary way, but it becomes part of the historical record of the town, which is what museums are supposed to do. But it's also this really kind of cool, very, you know, sort of mirror on who and what we are. And I couldn't wait to hear what you were going to say about how we were supposed to contribute to the Paris of the Pacific sort of idea then and now. And really, you just want all the promotional materials from all the stuff that goes on in Sitka throughout the year to come in.
And just things that, to you as a Sitkan, sort of speak to what makes this place a Paris of the Pacific. So that could be photographs that you took when you were at the Sitka Seafood Festival. It could be a menu for some sort of dinner fundraiser for your nonprofit. It could be a piece of writing that you created, information about your own artist group. There are artist groups in town that get together and create on an almost weekly basis. We have so many different nonprofits, and we have so many things going on, and there's so much engagement that we're really interested in hearing how people who live here want to tell that story and what they want to let people coming here for the conference know, and also what they want to show off to fellow community members. And the other important piece about the community curating model, I think, is that it does invite people to participate and get engaged. It does contribute to our own permanent collection. It does reflect what SITKA is about today. But it's also a great opportunity for community dialogue and for community to connect with each other. It gives a real opportunity, whether you're on a panel or whether you're helping to select the final layout and where things go, or whether you're contributing something to the show as a group. If you're a group of musicians and you want to get together and perform, or if you want to come up with some sort of piece and you want to act it out, some sort of short little skit, for example, that gives the community an opportunity to make new connections and to express themselves.
Okay, and how do we submit an entry? What's the process?
Well, there is a short application. It's just a little form. And the deadline to apply to participate in SITKA Paris of the Pacific Then and Now is Wednesday, September 26th. And if people are submitting things like photographs, then they can send me digital images. They can stop by the museum and apply in person. They'll be able to get the application on our website, www.sitkahistory.org, and they can indicate what they're submitting, have a brief little description. And if they want to perform, they can send a link to a YouTube video that they've created, or send a CD or some sort of sound clip. If they wanted to apply to submit a piece of writing, they would just send that directly. All the instructions will be on the form, so it's really easy. And anyone who wants to participate in the opening reception or attend, it will be at the SITKA Historical Society in Centennial Hall the evening of October 9th. And again, the deadline to apply is the 26th of September. You can call 747-6455 or email curator@sitkahistory.org for more information. And the conference is October 10th through the 13th, and you can also get information on registering at our website or in person at the museum.
All right. Who would have thought that the SITKA Historical Museum would become kind of this focus point for so much culturally happening in SITKA? It's really interesting how museums are kind of moving into the middle. It's got to be exciting to be working in this business.
It is. Yeah. It's a lot of fun, and we're really fortunate because the SITKA Historical Society is based in a community that really understands that and that embraces it and steps up to the plate.
All right. And if you got a plate, you want to submit to this, get a hold of Jackie at the SITKA Historical Museum. Again, the deadline to apply for the community curating exhibit, SITKA Paris of the Pacific, Then and Now, is Wednesday, September 26th. The exhibit will go up October 9th at the beginning of this three-day conference, the meeting of the Alaska Historical Society and the museums Alaska. And I know people probably listening, their head is probably spinning as much as mine is. I think I'm just going to steer people. They can listen to this interview again at our website later this morning, kcaw.org, and they can also go to sitkahistory.org, where probably everything we've talked about is there for them to look at as well.
Or stop by and say hi and ask whatever questions you have.
Great. Jackie Fernandez is a curator of the SITKA Historical Museum. Thanks so much for coming in, Jackie.
Thank you.